This is a HeadGum Original.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
Billy, you're in the doghouse now. This is actually a new thing. No, you just crossed me one too many times, so here you go. This is going to be 2 minutes on the clock. You can't speak for the next 2 minutes.
Billy is one of the most polite, positive, fun-loving, universally
beloved. I said you ruined the live show. Billy just asked you what your source was as to how you heard Facebook break rooms were getting feta and he got into the doghouse.
Yeah, Billy's like a textbook definition of a good guy. So if you have beef with Billy, that's on you, brother. Actually, and fuck it, for the next minute and a half, just while Billy's in the doghouse, I'm going to go in on your sad little ass. I really, really am. I wish you froze to death on the beach, man.
That was easy.
What if you just never played the music and this is how it started?
I'm sort of like in this headspace today where nothing matters, which is dangerous for this show because it's already a thesis of nihilism, right?
Have
breaking form. What's that?
Yes.
There was no... I couldn't hear a theme song. I don't know if you guys could hear it, if Jeff could hear it.
Yeah. Oh, no, we couldn't hear it at all.
Yeah, I couldn't hear it at
all. Okay, yeah.
But
so
I guess that's fine because ultimately it doesn't matter, like you said. But
right.
I guess
I thought it was
forward,
a bit.
Oh, I played the theme song and then I said that was easy.
That was easy.
I heard that.
We're back.
All right.
You know, it's weird because I said nothing matters, but it bothers me that it started that way.
So you're both thinking that nothing matters, but then also getting upset because everything does.
Yeah. Please welcome to the show. This is her HeadGum Podcast debut. Ali, is it Khan or
It's Khan. It's Khan. It's okay.
So 0-2.
I've only ever read it.
I've only ever read it on
Slack. Ali Khan.
We should say it's spelled C-O-N, so you were way off. I don't know why I even thought that.
Ali, how long have you been working at HeadGum? It's been a month now, right?
Yeah, just over a month.
Damn.
Very exciting.
Who, do you have any office, rivalries? Any kind of alliances that have formed? Who do you like? Who do you not like? Who do you think we should put on the chopping block?
Great question. I take entering every new job as though I am a newcomer on the tribe in Survivor. And so these first few weeks, I am just getting a lay of the land. I am an observer. I'm feeling everyone's vibes and I'm cool with everybody.
But whose vibes are the most sour, even if they're all good? Because my vote, I think, would be Shackle.
It's you, man. Your vibes are the worst.
Maybe you for trying to instigate drama.
Yeah. No, there's already drama. That's my point. It's like, I'm not starting anything. There's just already these neuro networks of tension.
Well, okay, yeah, I have yet to experience anything that I would deem as sus. I think that's so far so good. I would say on the opposite end of the spectrum, I knew that Marika was cool when she wore a Dev Patel shirt the other day. I mean, I knew you were cool before that, but that was like, I was like confirmed.
Marika, would you ever wear a watch?
We would be friends if we met in the outside world.
I've run into Dev Patel some like around the Grove like three times.
Have you
He's so tall and handsome.
Yeah, were you like like gorgeous, gorgeous person?
Yeah.
Did you see him when he was wearing a Big Time Rush shirt?
No. I would have called you.
Also, I feel like we should say that Sam last week came into the office for into the LA office. Not last week, 2 weeks ago. Time is meaningless. And had some great lunch suggestions. So she's doing great. She's not sus at all.
Yeah, we got sandwiches from two different places and they were both kind of hits.
Really?
Also, it was the first time I met her in the 2 years that I've been working with her. So huge, huge day. Sam innocent.
Yeah, I guess Sam's pretty cool.
And Jeff was in New York at the time, so I don't know, the vibes in LA were just positive.
There was a lightness in the air.
Everything was a little easier.
We couldn't totally like figure out why it was something unsettling.
It's because Jeff casts a pall and it makes us appalled. In fact, your name should be Paul going forward.
Every time I'm in the office, everyone else is a pallbearer.
Yeah.
Because they have to bear the weight of me.
The dead weight of you.
How
is New York?
Holy shit.
Let's hear it.
That question cut through me. New York was great. I was staying near Fire Island with my family, which I think is very funny.
That is really funny.
And so, but we went to the beach and it was fun. We went to the beach a couple times. Long walks, 10,000 steps, celebrating my mother's birthday. And I mean, what an incredible woman, right? She raised me well. She raised me well. Good. And I am the man I am today because of her.
I've never met either of your parents, I think. Have you met Jeff's parents?
Yeah, I think your mom and maybe also your dad went to one of our HeadGum shows in LA once, right?
Yeah.
It was a very sweet moment. I realized I was, I think, closer to her age than yours, Jeffrey.
I think it's exactly equal because she's 55 and I'm 24.
30. Yeah. I was 15 years in between you and your mother. It's kind of cool.
Is it?
Let's keep it going with everyone's... Oh, shit.
Do they listen to this show?
Bond of the Week.
Do your parents listen to this show?
No, they don't. They listen to the 100th episode. They used to listen to Review Review, but I mean, every week, an hour, that's too much to ask of either.
Do they watch the sketches?
They love the sketches.
Interesting.
They were very, my mom called me when we brought them back and was like happy crying.
Wow.
That's like, actually?
True. No, she was just really excited.
Does she like the Jeffrey the Dumbass thing, or does that kind of break her heart?
When we first started them in 2016, she was like, does it have to be called Jeffrey the Dumbass? And I was like, it doesn't have to be, but I think it's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That must be a weird feeling. I'm trying to imagine what it's like to have a child, raise them, and then like their first job is like, I'm this person that you raised the dumbass, and I'm an idiot. And do you feel like kind of like, oh, that's not, they're not being nice to him or something, like protective?
Yeah.
Also,
it was fine.
Was Jeffrey the Dumbass the series that you had to like go to the Ohio film something for.
We're getting way too personal. Allie knows none of this. Yeah, it was.
Did they go to
what
that?
Happened?
No.
You went to a film festival?
Like, a couple episodes of Jeffrey the Dumbass got screened at the Cleveland International Film Festival in this, like, digital creators thing.
But that's
this was, like,
cool to share?
What's that?
It's on our Instagram.
You're like, that's too personal. That sounds like an accomplishment.
Not really. I mean, I didn't submit it. Let me see
There's
if it's
photos
if
of you
photo.
At a podium.
Yeah, I felt so awkward at that podium. You can see it in my eyes.
Oh my god.
Wait, that's not
Katniss Everdab.
That was 6 years ago.
I just found this on my phone.
Let's talk about you guys. Allie, where did you grow up? You grew up around New York, right?
I grew up like right outside of Chicago, North Shore burbs.
Okay.
Wait, where?
Glenview. So not like I think the North Shore elitists would say that doesn't count as North Shore. It's too inland, but it's around there.
All right. My grandmother was from Wilmette, so I used to go there a lot. Yeah.
Like the reference that I give that is that like the Ferris Bueller school where they cut school, that was my rival high school's like exterior. So I felt a lot of anger growing up that I wasn't at the culture one. I was at a regular one.
I keep having to stop Amir's video because he's just still holding his phone. Cubs or White Sox?
White Sox.
White Sox.
Really?
Yeah.
So interesting.
Is it?
Yeah, well, I thought that it was like if you're North, you're Cubs. If you're South, you're White Sox.
Yeah, I just feel like I can't, like, in good faith support a Wrigleyville, like, the fan culture. Like, I can't hang out with you guys. It's not for me. I'm not like the crowd. I'm not going to add anything like to whatever you guys are doing.
Yeah.
There's like no fan culture by the White Sox stadium. It's just
no,
the green
that's
line.
What I like about it.
Yeah.
It's just baseball.
Yeah.
We're all serious.
What's everybody's bond of the week? So basically every week until the next James Bond is cast, we're lobbing up our casting choice for the next James. Amir?
What about the original James, your mother?
Okay.
Because that's her last name.
She's
right?
Not the original, because her maiden name is not James.
I'm wondering what it is.
Well, I don't want to say my mother's maiden name because I already have doxed myself enough on this show.
Well, you don't have to say her exact maiden name, but just like give us a vibe.
Oh, it's like Straczynski.
Oh, I see. Sort of like Polish adjacent.
Yeah, Lithuanian.
Yeah.
I was Lithuanian. Gonna
say, yeah. So, yeah. Like, if not that her name is Linda, but if it is Linda, it could be like Linda James Bond. Is it Linda?
It's pretty close. Marika?
I don't know. I was thinking about Ben Barnes earlier, so I'm going to go with him.
Who's Ben Barnes? Is that the chef in the Bear?
No, that's
Jeremy Allen White.
Yeah, not even close.
Yeah.
But Ben Barnes was in the Punisher Netflix series with the other chef, not Io, Ebon Moss. I don't know how to pronounce his last name. And John Bernthal. We're both in The Bear. So,
did you guys like you know, The Bear?
Oh,
loved
yeah.
it.
Loved it.
Nice glasses.
Didn't Ben Barnes also feature on Punisher? Like, I think he did like horns or something on that album.
It doesn't really matter.
He does have an album. Like, he does sing.
Oh no.
Which is really funny. He was also a Prince Caspian in The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. movies. Yeah. He's in Shadow and Bone on Netflix. Yeah, he's around.
Yeah. No, he stays booking.
Yeah, he for sure stays booking.
Booked
he
was busy, also he's like, happy and wealthy.
Yeah. Always.
Allie, who's your bond of the week? Your first ever bond of the week.
My first ever bond of the week, I think it's going to be Jodie Comer.
Holy shit.
I'm going to do a generous job. I want more Villanelle, and I want it now, and I want it for a 3-hour time block.
That's actually really good.
Like, she can do it.
Oh, for sure.
I feel like they actually have a conversation in the room about this, if it's brought up.
I hope maybe this will get something going because I'm so far a campaign of one.
That's how it starts.
That's how it starts. One voice can change the world.
Yeah. My pick is a HeadGum podcaster, Lil Rel. I think it's time for a funny bond. Like where he just like can't believe it's all happening instead of every other bond where they're like, we got to figure this out. He's like, what the hell was that?
That's good.
At an explosion.
How often would he be in like on the phone? I feel like that's a common or was a common thing for Rel for a while. He's always on the phone.
Free guy, get out.
Yeah. And I think there's another movie. I think is he in Good Boys? There's one more movie where he's like talking to people on the phone a lot.
I think he's on the phone with M almost in every scene.
Yeah. Constant updates. But he's never maybe we find a way where he's like never actually there. Maybe he just has to be M in order to keep up the bit.
That could be good. Yeah. Lil Rel is M, and then who would be a good foil as James? No way. There's no way. You're not even 40 and you're falling apart at the seams. I've noticed you walking
tennis
slower.
Now.
I am playing tennis. I don't know if that could be written into the story, but imagine like
James Bond plays tennis.
Your serve, Mr. Bond. So it's
ooh,
like
something
it all
happening
comes
at
down
Wimbledon.
To, oh, that's really good, actually. Like, oh my God, because the queen or whoever the fuck is there watching the match, right?
Yeah.
And it could even be like a British tennis. Like, what's an example, Jeffrey, of a British tennis player that could be in the Wimbledon finals?
I don't know. I don't follow tennis.
Yeah.
Like British tennis.
Is Roger Federer British?
No, he's Swiss.
Andy
could be
Murray.
Like Andy
Murray.
Murray.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Yeah, I like this. This is good.
Amir, are you going to get a physical soon, though? Because I feel like every time I watch you go downstairs, you go like one step and pause, one step and pause. Like, that's some Marika nonsense.
It's funny that you really mentioned that because I am getting a physical for the first time in years since the pandemic tomorrow. So I guess I'll have an update. Oh, did we talk about that on one episode where I like?
Oh yeah,
I did blood tests and I had a high bilirubin something or other. Yeah,
yeah. Amir has what is it called? Gilbert syndrome.
Yeah. Well, that's a possibility, but I think I'll discuss with the doctor tomorrow and I'll hit you guys up with the update. In fact, we can live stream the bitch so you can like hear
no,
it directly
you can't.
From the horse's mouth.
Because then people are going to hear a bunch of sensitive medical information that you cannot disclose, that you should
but
not
I'm
disclose.
Sort of an open book, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Allie, do you have any syndromes?
Oh, yeah.
Anything. You know what?
What, Roger, ails you?
Nice.
I get idiopathic allergic reactions. Which is, I'm not allergic to anything technically. I've been to an allergist many times and they haven't deduced, but about maybe once a year, every 2 years, my body will have a really severe allergic reaction, like just spontaneously because of nothing. And then I have to go and get an emergency IV of antihistamines until I calm down.
Wow.
Wow.
When was the last time that happened?
Yeah, the last time that happened, I studied abroad in college, and it happened, I was in Croatia, and I had to go to a Croatian hospital, and no one spoke English, but they were very, very nice and helpful, and I was able to, like, mime my way through the problem. Also, my face looked, like, everything looked very puffy and deformed at that point.
So they kind of got the picture.
They got what, like, I think I can guess what's going on.
But they couldn't act like, because they didn't know what you usually look like, so it would have been insensitive of them to be like, oh my god, you look so puffy and deformed. And you're like, oh yeah, I came in here because I stubbed my elbow.
I woke up that morning and felt it. I was like, I think some, like, you just feel different. You look different. And my lips were very, very puffy. And I looked at this girl that I was on a trip with and I was like, do I look different to you? I feel different. She goes, no, that's what you always look like.
Wow. How dare she? She poisoned you.
My perception of self is skewed.
It's obvious she poisoned you.
Yeah. And you know how much it costs to do all that?
$1,100?
$30.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Relation healthcare.
Let's talk about dating in LA. Allie.
So far this is the exact same episode as always. The bond of the week, the waxing, the dating in LA.
I'm getting them all out. I'm getting them all out at first, and then we go into the more specifics. You want to go with something more specific?
No, let's hear about dating in LA for the 19th time.
Me?
No, he's just upset.
I don't let anyone else talk to me that way. For some reason, you get some free pass. I guess it's because you zell me.
It must be the money.
Allie, we knew each other before you started working at HeadGum.
Yes, we do. We go back a couple years.
Yeah. When I signed with my managers, you had just become their assistant, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So I thought we could get into some specifics. What do they like about me?
Oh, you're still with them?
Yeah. Yes.
Why?
You ask them.
Like, there's nothing to manage. There's no there. Correct me if I'm wrong, but aren't you dead weight in the industry? I wonder.
No, Jeffrey's not dead weight. Really? I can see him being on the other side and hearing all the secret conversations. Jeffrey was always in a good standing with Brian Walsh.
Wow.
Does that make you feel good?
I did genuinely think they were going to soft drop me this year, but I just sent them an outline for a new pilot. But yeah, like personality-wise, what do they like about me?
Personality-wise, you know what? You are good. You're good at prelim chit-chat on the phone. You know how to start off a combo. And then you get right down to business. And then, yeah, that's pretty much all I remember.
And then what do they hate about me?
You know, personality.
Mm-hmm.
That's the answer.
Yeah. You know, I know you're, well, I can speak for myself. I think that I thought that you were a lovely gift giver. You were so thoughtful, the most thoughtful of any of the clients for me as the assistant. So Jeffrey always looked out for the little guy, which I was the little guy.
Well, yeah. There's nobody, yeah. They don't need cash. No. But I gave them a briefcase.
No, you gave like really, really thoughtful presents where you were like, I felt like you took time and you thought about everyone's personalities and then came up with something that was specific for them that meant something. And I thought, that's really nice. People don't do that much anymore.
Well, thanks. And then the last question am I going to be a star?
Yes. Yeah.
All right, we do have to take a break. I'm soaring off that. I mean, there's only a few tastemakers at HeadGum. Allie joined the ranks. Let me tell you who's not a tastemaker. Angie sucks.
Not really.
Oh, Micah doesn't get it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he does.
Really?
Yeah, Angie and Micah are great at their jobs.
All right, well, we'll be right back. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter, habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
I missed this song. That's really good, Amir.
So long. Welcome to a segment that I like to call Can You Help Me Move? In 12 days, I get the keys for my new place because I'm being kicked out of my current house because my landlord is selling the house because he's dying and he needs the money to pay for his medical bills. I didn't want to move. This place was incredibly affordable and it was a single family house. But here we are, moving into a duplex. Here's how we're going to play. I go one... I'm just going to point to you and be like, can
really
you help
loud.
Me? What's that?
It's really loud with the song. Like that, but the word loud instead of wow.
Okay.
Yeah, this is much more manageable.
Yeah.
The game is simple. It's just I point to you and say your name and you tell me whether or not you can help me move.
Are you moving into one unit of a duplex or are you guys taking over both?
One unit of a duplex.
So three of you in one unit of a duplex.
Yeah.
Top, bottom, left, right?
Bottom.
You guys are in the bottom of a duplex.
Yeah.
Are three people on top?
Yeah, there's three tops in one bottom unit.
Three people in the top unit and three people in the bottom unit?
No.
It's just you in the bottom?
It's me and my roommates in a bottom unit of a duplex.
And then the top is how many people?
It's a couple.
A couple people or a couple?
It's the same. Two people who are in a relationship. They own the joint, too.
Wow, that's really good for them.
Yeah.
When did they buy it?
This is not what the game is. The game is, I'm
curious about the situation.
They bought it. Would you want me to look it up? I'll look up the property records where they fucking bought this.
Yeah, because they could be making a profit and living for free. But
they bought it last year.
Wow, recent.
Yeah, last year.
How much was it?
I don't want to say because then if some
gotta be close to two though, right?
It was
for a duplex.
Woo!
Mazel tov. They renovate or sort of came?
I think they renovated.
It's really nice.
Yeah.
All right, continue.
All right, here we go. This is can you help me move? Marika, can you help me move?
No, I don't live in LA.
That's true. Allie, can you help me move? I'm moving on August 12th.
No, I have plans.
Amir, can you help me move?
No, you should hire movers.
Movers are expensive, though, and we're already overextending ourselves on rent.
Are you getting your own room? It's a 3-bedroom.
Yeah, I'm getting my own room. So we're not going to be 3 25 and 26-year-olds on bunk beds.
Why? That's cool.
No, that's awesome. Yeah. I didn't consider it, actually. Maybe we have an office. That was that. All right. Now, next for the next segment. Welcome to Steal or Gnaw.
We got a cat in the frame.
This is Chicken. She wanted to sit with me.
She's a little chicken. Is she hairless
chicken,
or is she just in a nice hair?
Oh my God.
She's half hairless. So that's why I named her Chicken, because she kind of looked like an uncooked chicken breast.
Oh yeah, she does.
As a baby.
That's amazing. How long have you had her? I fostered a cat. And
you did? Yes, I saw on Instagram.
I love cats.
Me too. Well,
so why'd you give them away?
She bit me a lot.
Oh.
They were like love bites.
You didn't want to give it away.
I did at the end.
No, Chicken's friend.
Sorry.
Oh, no, it's okay. I was going to say Chicken's from college. She was originally one of my other college roommates, but she asked me to watch her cat one day and then never came back, never saw her again.
Are you kidding?
So, no, what? I'm not kidding. So I like to say I went out for a pack of cigarettes.
That's psychotic.
Yeah,
I need to know more about this.
Yeah, remember that? It was my junior year of college, and you know how you have a fun friend?
Aww. Yeah.
And who's like, you're like, oh, they're going to help make college like a fun experience for me. Like, I'm going to push myself to be more fun than maybe I would be on my own.
I'm going to push myself socially.
Yeah, I'm going to push myself socially. And so, yeah. So, but then over the course of the year, it stopped being fun and started getting a little too real.
Just like the real world.
Yeah, just like the real world. Everyone stopped being polite. And then I was like, I don't know, this seems a little much. And then because I was pushing myself socially, I spent a lot of time at home being myself. And then that's when I really bonded with Chicken the cat, and she started hanging out with me all the time. And then one day the roommate came and said, I gotta go home for the weekend. I know it's been really crazy. We got a lot of stuff to discuss. Can you take care of the cat until I come back? I said, sure. And then she never came back.
Didn't return your calls, texts, nothing?
No, I found out because she posted an Instagram saying, I decided that I don't want to go to school anymore. I'm going to go pursue my Michigan in Detroit. My Michigan in Detroit. My music in Detroit.
God, my music.
That wasn't clear.
She's seeking pure Michigan.
Yeah, pure Michigan. Was like, I gotta go work on my sound. And I said, All right. I guess I'm a single mom.
That's crazy.
Cool. Wow.
Good for you. Bad for them. This is steel or not. Basically, I'm going to show you guys photos of various alloys, and you have to tell me whether it's steel or not. Are you guys ready? This is for actual cash. $10 for every right answer, $10 owed to me for every wrong answer. Here we go.
I'm going to go steel. Nah for this one.
No.
Correct. This is aluminum.
So two of us were correct. Marika was wrong.
Yeah, it was wrong.
So Marika owes me $10. You guys, I owe both of you $10. Here we go.
Ooh, that looks pretty
steel.
Hard. That's really tough. Yeah. I'm going to say steel.
I'm going to go nah.
It is steel. Allie's back to zero. Marika's back to zero. Amir is up 20. Here we go.
Wait, why don't you call this segment steel or no steel?
No steel, yeah.
Yeah, that would have been better.
I'm going to go nah.
Yeah, this one looks like silver almost. I'm going to go nah as well.
I'll go nah.
Correct! This is not silver, but platinum.
Oh.
Holy shit.
A ring.
Hmm.
I'll say steel. Why not?
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
Ring around the rosy. Try ring around the white gold. This wedding band is for someone really special. 18 karat. I think, Amir, you're at 10, and Marika and Allie, you're both at 0 again.
Hmm.
What do we think about this wheel?
This hubcap.
I'm going to go nah.
Nah?
Nah.
Okay.
I too feel nah.
I'll go against the grain and go steel wheel.
It's steel, baby, all the way. Marika and Allie now owe me $10. Amir, you're back to 20.
Oh, man.
It's steel, baby. Yeah.
I have another cat.
Oh, my God. That one is a chicken. Wait, that one's hairless, too.
This one is. This one's fully hairless. This is my sister's cat, Bloopy.
Now, when you guys see a hairless cat, do you guys think, ooh, that I wouldn't like to touch its gummy body? Or are you like, I would like that, and I don't care that it's hairless? Because when I see it, I'm like, oh, I don't know if I want to touch its gummy body.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at as well.
I understand. I would say it's more like a velveteen.
That's good. Okay.
It's more
so it's still, you still get the softness. It's not like a rat.
No, not like a rat.
Well, rats have fur.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say, well, rats have redeeming qualities.
Yeah, they're so smart and they love science.
So you have
yeah.
two hairless cats?
I live with my sister and I have half hairless and she has fully hairless.
Wow.
Cats.
That's a vibe.
No, it's a coming on strong.
Where do you guys live?
We live in Hollywood.
They live in Mount Baldy.
I wasn't specific enough. Address?
Offline.
Not even offline, because then I'll share it online. Here we go.
I'll go this?
No steel.
It's an earring back.
Nah. Oh.
Oh.
Yes.
No.
Wait, no. No.
Three no's.
Correct. This is white gold.
A white gold earring back?
Yeah, right?
Fancy.
Like, nobody's even going to see it.
Yeah, it's
wasteful.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Makes no sense.
This is steel.
Same.
What?
This is steel, pretty. This is pretty steel.
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 This is going to be tungsten titanium alloy.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I am titanium alloy.
Steel or not? Nah? This one's kind of interesting.
What is it?
I think it's just industrial blank.
Looks like duct tape.
I'm going to go
large-scale duct.
Yeah, that's a ream of tin.
I'm going to go, yes, steel.
It is not steel. It's nickel silver alloy. So Amir's at 30, Marika's at 10. Allie, I think you're in the red owing me $10.
No, I think that's true.
He'll take one of the cats as payment.
Or at least a tin of Wiruva.
What's it's that?
Sorry.
That's what gets me fired. All right, here we go. Steel or gnaw?
Sand.
Sand.
Correct! Amir, Venmo fine?
Let's do the Zelle again.
That's more difficult.
Or a wire transfer.
If you want a wire transfer, I'm doing it later.
Yeah, let's do an ACH wire trance. I was oddly good at that game.
Well, it's you quickly realize that we do know what steel looks like. You know what I mean? And like, yeah. There is...
You tested our metal.
I tested positive.
Nice.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
That was steel or not. I thought Marika was going to throw a fit for that one.
Why?
Because that's like the first really, yeah, hissy or otherwise. That's like the first really dumb one I've done in a while, I would say.
I don't think so.
I thought the Bryce Alt-Right
was good.
They're all equally fine.
Yeah.
I'd rather it be bad than fine. But that being said, welcome to Couch Critiques.
Another one? Ooh. I feel like that was the end of the show, right? A little
let's
bit?
Let's hear him out. Let's hear him out.
Yeah, I should have allotted only time for this one. This is Couch Critiques. Basically, we're going to watch some late night interviews and grade them on their performance. I was going to do three of them.
Yeah, seems like a long
four of them, actually, and I think we only have time for one. So I'm actually going to go with this, which is not a talk show. It's Morning Joe on MSNBC, but it's Russell Brand in 2013 promoting his Messiah Complex stand-up tour.
Any other questions? Yeah, I'm a little nervous.
You've become nervous?
I am.
Why are you nervous?
Really? No,
you're a powerful woman. You've got a lovely job. What seems to be the trouble?
I don't know.
You've got a hair like Princess Diana.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, I've never
when
seen
she was no, alive. She wasn't being offensive.
Here's a little subtext.
Yes.
I'm petrified of her. And
are
you have
you?
Her on
yeah.
her heels.
And she's just moved down the other end of the table.
I absolutely love this. Keep
Willie,
keep
what's
going.
The, okay.
What seems to be the trouble, love?
No, I'm good. Now we're going to do a bit of therapy. Would you do therapy with Willie Brandt?
With who?
Willie Brandt, would you do therapy with him?
No. I don't think...
Because that's where he's heading.
Okay. I'm all right.
Yeah. You shouldn't say he when a person is present. You should refer to the person by their name. That's basic good manners.
That is where Willie is heading.
Who is Willie?
Things are falling apart on Morning Joe. This is a very weird show.
I think this other guy, the fact that he was like, I'm petrified of her, is worse than anything... Russell Brand
has
said so far.
I don't think Russell Brand's doing that bad. They're all fucking up. Also, she's just like, with Willie Brand, with Willie Brand, with Willie Brand. And he's like, who is Willie? That's the part I wanted to show you guys.
Such a weird part of that to highlight.
You know what? This was a wash.
I thought we were just going to be looking at couches.
That would have probably been better. We'll do that next week.
Oh, you didn't think we'd be dissecting a Russell Brand interview from 2016?
13.
So unnecessary. No. What made you think of that?
He watched the clip and was like, this is funny. How can I share it with three other people in a way that they have to watch it?
Plugs. What do you guys have going on? What do you want to point the people to? HeadGum related or not? Let's start with Allie.
HeadGum related, we are in the process of producing a HeadGum Live stand-up show probably in September, so stay tuned for that. And my personal plugs are just everybody go watch Speed before it gets off Amazon Prime. It's a great film. I just discovered it.
Love that.
Speed is very good.
Marika?
Ditto on the HeadGum Live in the backyard situation. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to that. And follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Letterboxd at Marika Elon.
Love it. Blumenfeld?
You know, I'm getting kicked out of this room, so I gotta just keep it brief. Follow me on headgum.com/about.
Nice.
At Jeff Boyardee on Twitter. And we'll see you guys again next week. Thanks so much for doing the show.
Thank you for having me.
Ultimately, I think the takeaway is...
I have to leave, man. They're getting mad at me.
This whole thing was Dawes.
Was a HeadGum original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Laitman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.